As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
The Bird Show.
She's wondering if she should let the kids drink at her daughter's graduation party. Maybe she thinks they're going to drink. They're going to drink, they might as well drink here. At least I can keep an eye on them and keep them somewhat safe. I know that's some parents' philosophy when it comes to like underage drinking. And then there are other parents who are like, nope, it's illegal. It's underage. You don't do it, period. All right, Courtney, welcome to The Bird Show. Thanks for coming on with us. What do you got going on with this graduation party?
Okay, so we're going to have, you know, my daughter's graduating, very exciting. You know, they're in high school. She's pretty popular, but for being like a great, nice girl, Jess is, you know, involved in a lot of things, charities. She's also a cheerleader. She has a lot of friends. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of kids coming to this party, but they are invited to many other parties. So I don't know, like, how that's going to work if they're making these rounds. My husband thinks that we should have all the kids here and we should let them drink so that they stay here and we can keep an eye on them and make sure nobody gets in a car and drives. He's pretty adamant about it. I suggested that, you know, other parents might not agree with that. And he said, you know, it doesn't matter. We're keeping them alive. We're keeping them safe. My argument is, okay, number one, you don't know if a kid is on medications. So that would be contra, you know, indicated with their medicine, number one. Number two is, God forbid something does happen to the kid. They could sue like your homeowner's insurance. You could lose your home. And third, just really the most important is that maybe you're showing a bad example of doing something against the law to these good kids. And I think it's a very bad idea, but he's starting to make me think that I'm questioning myself, thinking maybe he's right and maybe we should have this whole group here and then ply them with liquor and make sure they sleep over in the guest room. And I don't know.
So I just want to interject real quick. I would not be supplying any underage child with liquor. If they get it on their own, they get it on their own, but they're not going to be doing it with my assistance. All right, so Mo, let them drink or not let them drink?
So my dad did have this philosophy of, if you don't drink here, you're going to drink somewhere else, and so I'd rather you do it supervised. But that was always with his own children. I don't think he ever would have had that same energy if other people's children were involved. So for me, no, I definitely wouldn't be the person that they get this alcohol from. Like you said, if they do get it, they're going to have to get it on their own or from someone else, but I'm not supplying it, no.
Abby?
Yeah, I get where you're coming from because it seems like you're taking control of a situation that you would otherwise not have control over. It just sounds like a recipe for disaster. A bunch of underage kids, you supplying the alcohol. Like, you have no idea. If one of their parents finds out and they're not okay with it, then you're liable. I get where you're coming from. I just don't think there's any way that this ends well.
All right, Courtney, let me tell you a little story. A little story of what happened to me when I graduated from high school. My best friend's family had some property. So we ended up having a field party at her house for graduation.
A field party?
Yes.
Okay.
We had a field party at her house for graduation. So literally everybody, that was the graduation party, was at my friend's house. So it was kind of a big deal. And it was insane. It was packed. There were cars everywhere. There were kids everywhere. I mean, we're talking hundreds of people, right? And we were having a blast. It was like a very memorable night, to say the least. However, yeah, as the night progressed and there were people, you know, drinking, as the night progressed, a fight broke out. Mm. And it was nasty fight, to the point where we had to run into the house and hide upstairs in the garage. And we could hear my friend's mom saying, "Call the law! Call the law! Somebody call the law!" The law was called. And now everybody is scattering. So while it was good in theory and the beginning of the party was good, it's inevitable that it probably will not end well.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
and that's just my true personal story from my graduation back in the day. So,
well, my husband listens to the station all the time, so hopefully he'll hear this, because I don't agree. I think that's a lot of liability, and you're going to make a lot of parents mad if they don't, if they're not on board with that.
Yeah, so Courtney,
I would be mad. Yeah. If somebody's deciding for my underage kid what they can consume, that's kind of weird.
So, Courtney, the phone lines lit up as soon as you started talking about this. So I want to go ahead and get Stephanie on the line. Hey, Stephanie, thanks for joining the conversation. Any advice for Courtney?
Hey, good morning. So I wanted to say, depending on the size and how many kids you're expecting, I agree, like, they're going to drink somewhere. You might as well provide it, not like go ham and like give them shots all night, but like just show them how to responsibly drink and enjoy, because they're going to be drinking somewhere. It's better around your house. My mom had provided for me and my friends for after prom, because our school was super uptight and restrictive. She made margaritas and pina coladas for my friends, and we had a great time. Everyone spent the night. Everyone was responsible. No crazy things happened. And because she could control what we were drinking, everyone kind of stayed not insane, if that makes sense. And everyone remembers it. And, like, I remember, I mean, for graduation parties, parents are also going to be there. So I don't think it's, like, you telling the kids you're allowed to drink this. It's the kids knowing you're giving them responsible supervision to partake if they want it. You're not forcing it down their throat. And so, I don't know. I think that's just kind of my two cents on it.
All right, so there you go, Courtney. You have a nay, and you have a yay. So now it's up to you. We would love to check back in with you afterwards and let you know what you decided, okay?
Yeah, I think so. Okay.
All right.
Good luck.
And hey, congrats on the grad.
Well, thank you. She's a good, good kid. Thank you very, very much.
You're
welcome.
Have a
great day. Oh, good. Good holiday weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
The Bird Show.